From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Federal Reserve's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee has left short-term interest rates unchanged. The FOMC has given no indication it'll change rates anytime soon. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The Fed left the key federal funds rate near zero, where it has been since December 2008. What's more, the Fed reiterated yet again it expects that benchmark money market rate to stay exceptionally low for an extended period, depending on economic growth, jobs, and inflation. Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank President Thomas Hennig dissented, arguing the extended period pledge could build up financial imbalances and limit the Fed's flexibility to start modestly raising rates. Explaining the majority's decision, the Fed said the labor market is starting to improve, but said firms remain reluctant to add to payrolls. And consumer spending is being held down by high unemployment, tight credit, modest income growth, and lower housing wealth. Besides, officials saw no near-term inflation threat. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
The Senate has failed to move forward with debate on the financial regulatory overhaul bill. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the vote to take up the bill ended at 56-42.
Chairman of the Banking Committee, Senator Chris Dodd, says that the financial regulatory overhaul isn't just about the U.S.
Europe is now in a financial crisis. Our stock market dropped 200% yesterday. What more do you need to know about the importance of this issue? Dislike the bill. Vote against it in the end if you want. Offer 20 amendments if you want. But let us get to the bill.
The legislation tries to streamline the banking supervisory system, regulate exotic financial products such as derivatives, and create a plan to deal with failing financial giants that threaten the economic system. Negotiators on the bill say they're looking to drop the proposed $50 billion bank-paid fund for winding down financial firms. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The federal government has approved a wind farm plan for the coast of Massachusetts. The Cape Wind Project will feature 130 turbines and eventually produce enough energy to power the great majority of the Cape Cod Peninsula. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says this is part of the Obama administration's plan to develop new energy sources.
This will be the first of many projects up and down the Atlantic coast, which I expect will come online in the years ahead as we build a new energy future for our country.
Opponents of the wind turbine project include two Native American tribes who say this will desecrate burial sites. Some environmentalists say the wind turbines will endanger wildlife. They plan to sue. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 77 points at 11,068. The NASDAQ is up 6 points. It's at 2,477. The S&P 500 is up 10 at 1194. You're listening to NPR. The Coast Guard is attempting to set floating oil on fire in the Gulf of Mexico. The oil's leaking from a pipe that was part of a deep drilling rig that exploded and collapsed last week into the Gulf. 11 workers are missing and feared dead. The oil slick has spread for hundreds of miles in every direction, but part of it's threatening Louisiana marshlands. The Coast Guard wants to try burning it before it gets there. Hospitals in South China are treating 18 students and a teacher wounded by a knife-wielding attacker. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing the attack happened on the same day authorities executed an assailant in a similar case.
State media report that a man in his 40s broke into an elementary school in Lazhou City in southern Guangdong province around 3 p.m. local time. The man began hacking at students and their teacher before being arrested by police. Parents rushed to the school to pick up their children as classes were canceled for the rest of the day. The injured were taken to local hospitals. Meanwhile, authorities in the neighboring province of Fujian executed a 41-year-old man today, convicted of the murder of 8 schoolchildren last month. The man said he was upset after being spurned by a girlfriend. China's education ministry has recently expressed concern at the state of school safety. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The International Olympic Committee has stripped China of a bronze medal. This was won at the 2000 Summer Games in Australia by the Chinese women gymnastics team. The committee said China broke the rules by allowing a 14-year-old girl to compete on the team. Gymnasts must be 16 the year they compete in the Olympics. The decision means the fourth-place team, the U.S. women's team, becomes the bronze medal team. This is NPR.